Most do not wish to know us, little one. They would take one look at us and flee. No desire to be friends. The last time anyone wished to be around us, that is the day I wish to forget.
Good morning, human. Sleep well? Splendid. You two enjoy your night together? It was nice. I'm glad to hear. You've been stuck to her chest all night, haven't you? What with her hands being placed over your body? Just about? Well, that's sweet. I hope you're comfortable. You might be staying there all morning. Maybe the whole day. That wasn't a jest, my friend. Not this time. You and Freya haven't been back for very long. Shortly after the sunrise, she watched over you the entire night. Didn't sleep at all. Once the sun began to come out, she made her way back here. The second she laid down and closed her eyes, she fell right asleep. Knowing her, she'll be out for quite some time. Maybe. I guess we'll find out, won't we? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go out and start the day. Don't know yet. I may go hunting or simply for a walk. Swimming sounds nice, but where am I going to find enough water for that? I'd need so much water. The entire ocean. I miss the days of being able to swim in the lakes. You wouldn't believe how happy Freya was when she swam for the first time. I thought for sure she'd be a little nervous. I was wrong. She was already running to the water before Mother had even placed her on the ground. Have you ever seen a little girl just splashing water, having the time of her life? If I could relive that day just one more time. Yes, human? You have to what? Urinate. Uh-oh. Okay, let's get you out of there. I'll hold out your hands. Quickly. All right. Here we go. I think she wants you all to herself. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Let's try this again. Don't you dare have an accident on my sister. Just hold it in. And... gotcha. Shh. Let's get out of here. Now that your bladder is taken care of, let's go for a walk in the forest, shall we? What about Freya? Don't worry, she'll be okay. She needs a rest. Odds are she'll still be sleeping by the time we get back. Come on, up you go. All right, let's get going. Where are we going? Well, during our brief time on that cliff, I was able to have a look around. Some interesting pieces of land. One particular thing that caught my eye were a certain set of trees. They looked absolutely massive. And I'm not just referring to their height. The branches looked to be so wide, even I wouldn't be able to wrap my arms around them. Since then, I've been thinking, I want to see them up close for myself. I figure now is as good a time as any. What if we run into trouble? What? You don't think I can handle it? No, that wasn't serious. If something doesn't feel right, we'll turn back around. Even if I can handle whatever comes at us, there's no guarantee I can keep us both safe. But enough of that. We're out here to enjoy ourselves. So let's get to it. The colossal trees await us. By the gods, have you ever seen trees of this size? They're enormous. They're what? Bigger than skyscrapers? What's a skyscraper? Oh, interesting. Say, how about we do a little climbing? Yes, really? Are you nervous? Afraid we might fall? I won't lie to you. That's always a possibility. But I promise to be very careful. I don't plan on having us plummet to the ground again. So, you up for it? That's the spirit. Before we begin, I need to make sure you're secured. Secured where? Where do you think? Right between my... you got it. Just let me tighten my top first. Well, where else am I going to place you? We don't have many other options, and I doubt you'd find them pleasant. Actually, don't respond to that. It's not up for discussion. My word is final. Get up here. That should do it. All right, human. Up we go. So far, so good. I think we'll be just fine. You know, this takes me back. First time I ever climbed a tree was to hide from my father. He threatened to knock it down. I almost believed him, but I went with my gut feeling and called his bluff. Only one who could get me down was my mother. Actually, no. She didn't save me from him. She gave us both a stern talking to. And after it was over, all I could think about was how much fun it was to be so high up. Such a thing must seem silly now. But there's no denying it was a great way to pass the time. And of course, it couldn't last forever. Eventually, I'd grab onto a tree and down it went. Fat, am I? Oh, you're playing with fire, my friend. I assure you, I am in the best shape of my life. I'm gonna pound you when we get back. Just a little further now. Oh, here we are. This is as high as we go. Oh, and would you look at that? The branches up here, they're all perfectly lined up. If they're sturdy enough, we can swing across. Here, let me start with one hand. So far, so good. Now the other. Well, well, well. It's actually holding me up. That settles it. We're doing this. Oh, yes, we are. Get ready. Here we go. Open your eyes, human. You're missing all the fun. Oh, or not. Just bury yourself in my chest. I guess that works too. Just don't suffocate in there. Oh, and this is so much fun. This day just keeps getting better. Huh? I don't know. I'm not sure where this will lead us. But we'll find out. I think I see a clearing. Just a little further ahead, and... Oh, just our luck. Another cliff. Only we're much, much higher this time. How about we keep away from the edges? I'll have a seat back here. You will go right here on my lap. And you will stay there. Any objections? Good. Have a seat, lie down, whatever you want. Just get comfortable. This is quite a view. We're actually just outside the forest now. It's like a whole new world out there. How are you holding up, human? Doing okay? Given your situation, I'd call that good news. Care to talk about it? Preparing for the worst? As in, never going home? I'm sorry. I wish I had the answers. Of course you can ask me something. Whatever you want. When we first met, I spoke of meeting a sorcerer. I remember. What about him? How many more like him out there? Plenty. It'll take time, but you can meet many individuals who possess magical abilities. Why do you ask? You were thinking of possibly asking one for help. Wait a minute. I think I know where this is going. A portal. I thought so. I must admit, that may very well be the answer. I've heard of portals before, but only as doorways from one part of the world to another, rather than to different worlds entirely. It may sound silly coming from me, but the idea of another world out there full of life is nothing more than a theory to many. It seems you're my living proof that that's more than just a theory. If these sorcerers and sorceresses have known the truth all along, they've done a good job at keeping it quiet. Do I think they'd help you? Yes? No? Maybe? To tell you the truth, reaching out to a magical being can be very dangerous. Well, I've never dealt with a magic user myself. Word travels, even to my people. Such dealings don't always have the happy ending one hopes for. I don't mean to offend, but you're in for a rude awakening if you think someone will open up a portal and let you walk through, no questions asked. They'll want something from you first. Most likely, they'll want something you won't be so willing to give up. Or something very difficult to obtain. Even then, holding up your end of the bargain, that's not what worries me. It's how the magic user holds up their end. Let me explain. If this is the path you're going to take, when the time comes, you must be very careful with the terms of your agreement. If you only ask to return home, let's just say there's a lot of ways you could return home. The moment you step through the portal, there's no telling what the exact outcome will be. Maybe your home will be just as you left it. Or maybe you won't recognize it at all. You could find yourself in a world where everyone you know is much older or have passed on. Or maybe you will be the one who's gotten older. Time travel, precisely. We can't rule anything out. Let's not forget, there's no guarantee you'll return home alive. Not every magical being you meet will be a trickster, but you won't know if they are until it's too late. They blend in well with the others. Imagine wishing to be cured of a fatal disease, only to be paid by having something else kill you before the disease does it. Or being an outcast looking for a place to belong, purpose. You could wind up as a slave or a sacrifice victim, someone's spouse or pet, maybe. Sometimes there's no difference. And you can forget those seeking wealth and true love. I should stop now. My goal isn't to discourage you from finding the means to return to your world. I just want to keep you out of harm's way. I hope you understand. So, how much thought have you put into staying in this world? Freya said you could stay with us. She's not wrong. And after seeing how you two get along, of course I don't mind you staying. True. Living with us would be very different from your previous life. Did you have something else in mind? Other humans. That might be your best option for a new beginning. I'm sure there are many settlements that would welcome you with open arms. Ideally one very far away. Not just from the forest, but from all creatures like vampires, werewolves, my people, anything that might prey upon humans. Who knows if that's possible, but I'd like to try. If that's what you decide. You're not sure? That's okay. No need to make a decision now. Take all the time you need. Another question? Let's hear it. What about Freya? Would leaving hurt her feelings? She'd be sad to see you go, but she wouldn't hold it against you. My sister may have a soft heart, but don't mistake it for weakness. Still, I appreciate you having her in your thoughts. Are Freya and I happy? Didn't see that coming. I'll admit, before you came into our lives, Freya hasn't exactly been as happy as I'd like her to be. Did she say something to you? It was something she said the day we met. Go on. The last time anyone wished to be around us. The day she wants to forget. You remember that? Bad would be an understatement. It wasn't just any bad day. What happened was a little over a year in the making. It all began before we made the cave our home. Freya and I had set a camp for ourselves. It was there we were approached by a tribe. A tribe of orcs. Correct, like the one who wanted to kill me. But that was after everything that happened. This tribe was the first encounter we'd ever had with their kind. They came to us, said they wished to be friends, not enemies. They asked us to join them in their settlements. It all seemed genuine, but I still had my doubts. Looking back, we should have declined and left immediately. But I didn't want to judge them too quickly or too harshly. So we accepted. As promised, we did, in fact, receive a warm welcome to their home. And there were two settlements, one deep in the forest, and another a few miles away, next to a lake. What was it like? Despite the people struggling to get through the day, it was nice. They stood by each other, looked out for one another, never let anything come between them. Even the children stayed strong. Morale may have been high, but Freya and I could see they needed help. Not everyone was fed daily. The few houses they had were breaking apart. Newborn babies were on the way. My sister and I had a feeling this was part of the reason we were invited, to lend a hand. But they never said so, not directly. Of course, we weren't going to sit around and wait for that. We got to work almost immediately. Living conditions did improve. With Freya and I around, resources such as food and clean water were much easier to come by. In no time at all, what was once scarce was now had in abundance. With that taken care of, we set our sights toward construction. We did more than fix their homes. They put it to a vote and decided for us to tear everything down and start over. It was a happy time for everyone. What would have taken years for them to build, we helped achieve in months. When we first arrived, the orcs had little more than a campfire and a few houses. With Freya and I pitching in, the orcs now had thriving villages. Each one had basically become its own fortress. We even built these structures called watchtowers. They were as tall as Freya and myself. Once all the work was done, there was nothing left to do but live. Enjoy life. How long did it last? About 10 months. I mostly kept to myself during that time. It wasn't long before I considered leaving. The people were back on their feet, hunting on their own, feeding their young. Weapons and armor were being forged. They could defend themselves. Freya and I providing anything more would be doing a disservice to their people in the long run. But I chose to stay, for Freya. She was happy. The children loved her. Or so we thought. I'm sorry. It's difficult to think about. One morning, a storm broke out. Not as fierce as the one you were caught in, but still nothing we could brush off. For a moment, it seemed as if everything was going to be fine. But then the watchtowers started to become unstable. That shouldn't have happened, but before I had time to think, a runner from the other village arrived and said help was needed. They asked for me to go, so I went while Freya stayed behind. And I moved as quickly as I could, kept running and running. I was about halfway there when suddenly I took a step and didn't feel any ground beneath me. I fell through a layer of leaves and into a hole. How big was it? And the fall was about twice my height and just wide enough for me to hold my arms out. Several of the orcs were waiting for me there. Once I fell in, all I could hear was their laughs from above. And as soon as I stood up, they threw spears at me. Poison-tipped spears. I immediately began clawing into the dirt so I could climb out of there. It was excruciating. There was no end, the spears being thrown at me. The moment I began to feel lightheaded, that's when I started fearing for my life. I managed to get the upper half of my body out of the hole, but by then it was too late. I became unconscious and fell back in. My last thoughts were of Freya. How I'd failed her. The thought of the orcs killing her while I lay helpless in my own grave. Killing her doesn't even begin to cover it. The worst part about that day was it didn't matter if the orcs succeeded or not. I would have got off easy. Freya was doomed to suffer. Back at the first village, Freya held up the watchtower the orcs had sabotaged. While she did that, they bound her ankles. She lost her balance and fell back with the full weight of the watchtower on top of her. The orcs waited to see if their plan had worked. They wanted to be sure Freya was incapacitated before revealing their intentions. Everyone in the tribe surrounded her and watched as she struggled to free herself. Once she started calling for help, that's when everyone moved in. The chief was the one to directly approach her. The first thing Freya did was apologize for the watchtower collapsing. She hadn't realized they were the ones to cause her to fall. The chief stayed silent for a moment. Then his blank stare became a grin. Same goes for the rest of the tribe. Everyone in the village then erupted into laughter. Freya was horrified by what was happening around her. The very children she played with joined in as well. And the next thing she knew, her wrists were being chained down. Then they wrapped chains around her throat to keep her head pinned to the floor. As Freya struggled to breathe, the chief proceeded to speak into her ear. He told her everything they planned to do to her, and that they were going to keep her alive while they do it. They'd start with her eyes. Carve them out. then yank her teeth out one by one. After that, completely dismember her. That way, they could remove what was left of the watchtower off of her, and they'd be free to cut her open. As I lay in a hole, my sister was to be torn apart. They'd been planning this, using the storm to pretend to be in danger, to separate me from her. But there's one thing none of us saw coming. That day, the orcs brought something out in Freya. Something she and I never knew was there. Something terrifying. For some time, there was a gap in Freya's memory. The last thing she remembered was fighting her restraints, screaming. Then everything went dark. The next thing she knew, she was kneeling on the floor, looking right at me. Unfortunately, it all came back to her. Everything. She continued to scream while fighting her restraints. Then she managed to break free. She stared down the chief. He froze. She was full of rage. She grabbed him, crushed him in her hands until they were soaked in his blood. That's when the rest of the tribe scattered. They ran for their weapons. The children ran for their homes. She stomped the first of the orcs she killed, the ones who had no time to run. After that, she set her sights on everyone else. No one was spared. This wasn't Freya. The sister I know would have let the children go, at the very least. But she didn't. She lost all control. Hunted them down like the rest. One by one, she brought down the homes on top of the children taking shelter. Those who made it to their weapons put up as much of a fight as they could. They used spears, bows and arrows, anything they could get their hands on before Freya got her hands on them. They fired at her from all directions, including the remaining watchtowers. Those didn't stay up for very long. Right before the last tower was destroyed, an orc lunged at Freya from there with a sword, aimed for her head. She caught him, and then she crushed him. The orcs managed to get some spears and arrows into Freya, but not enough to cause any real damage. I doubt she even felt a thing at the time. I'll give the orcs credit for one thing. They fought until the end. When it was all over, Freya started digging through the rubble, looking for survivors. It didn't matter if they had minor injuries or if they were minutes away from death. She killed anyone still breathing. Every last one. She didn't stop there. There was a second village still standing. She ran straight for it, through the woods. Once she got there, well, I'm sure you can figure out the rest. When I woke up, I climbed out of the hole once more. The orcs who ambushed me were dead. Some crushed by trees, others trampled by Freya. She charged right through and didn't notice me in the hole. Or maybe she did and just didn't recognize me. I don't know. I ran back to where I last left Freya and saw what became of the orcs. What I saw made me feel both relieved and worried. Relieved, Freya might still be alive. Worried, the sister I know might be gone forever. I ran for the second village, followed the path of destruction she left behind. Sure enough, there she was, on her knees, staring at the ground. Everything destroyed, everyone dead. Her behavior was strange. It frightened me. She was breathing so heavily, like a savage creature. I called out to her, approached with caution. She looked up at me. I stayed still. The look in her eyes. I was scared she might attack me next. Longest 10 seconds of my life. And the look in her eyes went away, as if she'd just come out of a trance. Freya then noticed she was covered in blood, saw the entire village destroyed. Putting two and two together, she broke down in tears. I held her in my arms while she cried. When she was ready, we stood up. I wrapped my arm around her, held her hand, and we left. We walked for miles. You know the rest. Found the cave, made it our home, lived there ever since. I'm okay, human. Thank you for asking. The lone orc? What about him? No, I didn't recognize him. Pretty sure he wasn't a member of the tribe. Do I hate orcs? Absolutely not. In fact, can't say I ever hated the orcs who tried to kill us. Why bother? They're dead. My sister's alive. Not saying it was easy. Not after what they did to her. And I don't mean the restraints, the threats. Freya's gotten over that. It's the destruction and bloodshed that haunts her to this day. Indeed, she did save my life. Believe me, I've tried telling her that. But she can't help but see herself as a monster. She's been punishing herself for what happened. She once said she doesn't deserve to be happy. I was able to get that bit of nonsense out of her head. I do what I can to keep her in a good mood. Anything to make her smile. That's been much easier with you around. Don't sell yourself short, my friend. I believe your friendship with her is exactly what she needed. In time, I think she'll stop being so hard on herself. Let herself, you know, live. What now? Nothing. I'm happy to be sitting here, enjoying the view in your company. Let us sit a while. What did I tell you? Still sleeping. Go ahead and wake her up. Don't worry, she'll be fine. Can't let her sleep too long.
I don't want to get up. No, you come here. Nap with me. Much better. You're stuck with me. No talking. Just sleep.
What? Tricked you? Me?
No.